Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously, odd stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
I can once again guide you to the edge of my forest, but once we get to the edge, I cannot leave. I must remain. Perhaps, as all goodbyes could be, this is perhaps our final goodbye. It feels there's a sense of finality about this. I have no portent of the future, but perhaps flashes. Look at you, there, unbeknownst to you, about to be turned into stone.
What?
Why aren't wagons ever the right way up?
Yeah.
The wagon is made up.
Why don't bandits, why are they going to be so rude? Why can't they just, like, leave the wagon, as it were, and be like, we've already looted it. Leave a sign, we are not here for an ambush, and then just leave.
He misunderstood pretty badly. He goes past the wagon.
Huh?
He's heading to camp.
When do we figure that out?
Where is he telling to go?
Well, you know that he's heading in the direction of camp, and you don't know what else you could have possibly implied. He's left. He's gone. On the side of the wagon, you see stenciled in fancy lettering, you see the words Leopold's Errant Mercenaries, which you know to be another mercenary company that operates in this area. Basilisks are multi-legged reptilian horrors whose deadly gaze transforms victims into porous stone.
Are there any little piles of rubble to suggest that it is, in fact, a basilisk?
If you go rooting around, you do indeed find that there are little piles of rubble.
Mm-hmm.
You can see... Well, all right, so just torn apart corpses,
you
find 8. Obviously, this wagon was a 4-horse wagon. So you find 1-horse statue and a lot of rubble.
Now, it seems we both have very, very important information that would confirm a thing. Do we both get
you,
to...
Well, of course, I assume you confer unless you say otherwise.
I'm a bear.
I absolutely... But I know that it's a basilisk, yeah? Because I can see rubble.
Well, you've not had a close look at the corpse. I mean, no, I guess it's not hard to tell. Sure, yeah, you see the corpses.
I think we might be dealing with a basilisk because this horse is only one left of, I think... 4 horses, and if you look at the little piles of rubble, I think he ate the other ones, and all the other corpses are very torn apart. Is there a way, do we have basilisk shades or something?
Yeah, know about basilisks in that regard.
Well, you know, well, Glupple, I already rolled for you. You know dick shit about basilisks. Yeah. But Tree Stump, you know that basilisks thrive in arid, temperate, or tropical climates. They can also be found underground because that a deep enough underground kind of mimics that sort of a condition. Or those sorts of conditions. If you go deep enough, it becomes hot, obviously, underground. So it can kind of form that like arid climate.
Mm-hmm.
With that knowledge, you know that this is not, they're not home here. This is not where basilisks are native to. This is a much different environment. So it is unusual to spot basilisks here. You know that basilisks can be domesticated and trained, but it is not for the faint of heart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had a faint heart if they even tried, because this is not domesticated.
You know that basilisks are sought after by alchemists and all sorts of different magicians. Basically, every part of a basilisk is a highly valued resource for many different reasons. So, like, not only can parts of a basilisk be used to replicate their effect of turning people to stone, but also parts of the basilisk can be harvested to reverse the stone effect or whatever that they have.
Ah.
Mm.
In addition to that, you know that it's their gaze specifically, a basilisk's gaze that turns someone to stone. If you do not have a remedy made from the basilisk, only a very powerful cleric can reverse the process. In addition to that, they're poisonous. Or I should say venomous. Sorry, venomous.
It does sound like we need to leave.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be here.
Well,
and so
what
is there?
Uh-huh.
Is it Medusa style? If they look at you, or if they?
It's Medusa style. Yeah, if they look at you. Oh, sorry. You were also asking about not looking at them.
Yeah. So, how do we?
Frustratingly, 5th Ed does not have any rules that I know of, at least, about averting one's gaze.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean it's unavoidable?
No. I would allow, if you so chose, I would allow you to close your eyes while you are fighting. Mm-hmm. You will incur a 50% mischance, mm-hmm. and it is, if the creature moves, it will be harder to track it.
Okay. Well,
it really sounds like we should boot it.
Again, I don't know shit about fuck right now. So depending what Tree Stump says, I think this is basically, I don't know what the rest of the party think about anything. So unless they know what a basilisk is. But ultimately, whatever you're saying, Tree Stump, is probably going to dictate what we do next.
I will convey, if we look at it, we are going to turn to stone. Mm-hmm. I very much do not think we should be here, because it's tricky to get out of stone and then someone has to carry you and they have to take it to a very powerful cleric.
If we look at what?
The basilisk. I did say it was a basilisk, didn't I?
Yeah. I tap 2 for no.
This is a basilisk. A basilisk is here. It's going to turn us into stone. And I did say this because I said there were 3 horses and now there's 1 horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's because it's a basilisk.
There were 4 horses and now there's 1 horse.
Yeah, 3 are eaten. So a basilisk is something that... Can I say this as I'm, like, walking away and gesturing, like, we need to leave?
Yes.
A basilisk is a big reptile, and if it looks at you, you turn to stone, and then it will eat you, and you turn out of stone in its mouth so it can feed.
Can I have a big sniff? To see if I can smell anything reptilian so we can not head maybe towards it if we are heading towards it.
Yeah, you can try to sniff it out. You smell a hot, sweaty creature nearby. It's very pungent.
Okay. Can I gesture like where it is and then just gesture where it is so we can avoid it?
You gesture towards a large boulder the size of a small boulder nearby. actually, sorry, it would be it would not be a single one, but like a collection of rocks.
Okay, let's not go there. Now, remember, if we do come across a basilisk, close your eyes and don't look at it because it might turn you into a rock and then we'd have to find the cleric or you'd have to get in its mouth. And the getting in his mouth is a bad idea because it'll be eaten you by then. We need to not deal with this. So scary.
Everyone else has kind of been moving a little bit with you, Tree Stump, but Chantel standing up hasn't moved at all. She says, can we just leave? It's a road.
I head back. And I'm like, mid-paw will be like, yeah, she's right, you know. We're... This is scary, but okay.
What do you do, Tree Stump?
What does she mean? What do you mean?
Well,
as in it's a road. Why? We can't leave. We're on a road.
No. What's
do
your
you
job?
Ask what she means?
What's your job?
Are they paying me? I'm not doing this free labor. What are you talking about? When have I been?
Fair enough.
We've already told the people at Greyhill. We got a messenger going back. They're fine. They're fine. They'll bring back people who know,
is
right?
Is Tree Stump saying anything or is Cass saying something? Because if Cass is saying something, I'm letting you know, Cass doesn't have a lot of influence over Chantel's decisions. Tree Stump could.
The Tree Stump's kind.
Yeah, I've started turning back because I've put one and one. Yes, Chantel has a
you've
very
put
good...
dumb and dumb together is what you've done.
Chantel
I
has
follow
a...
as well.
Yeah, Chantel has a point. It's like if we do nothing, then we just leave a basilisk here to roam free, and it's already destroyed a rather like a different mercenary like group.
But it's already got another snack who we can't save.
What does that mean? What?
It's already got another horse. It'll be good for a bit.
Yes. What?
Fine, let's go kill ourselves.
So it's fine because then the next group who might be a group
no,
of merchants.
No, they're still a spare horse.
Yeah, and so then another merchant group comes by and...
And maybe they're better than us, who's to say? Maybe they've been paid.
A merchant, not adventuring, but merchants come by because it's a road.
So capitalist scum. No, let's save these people. Let's save the lives of all these future people. Tree Stump is so kind. We're going to do the good thing. We're going to do the nice thing.
I don't know if Tree Stump is kind as tends to look after themselves.
Yeah, well, maybe that. No, let's. Chantel's being good. Let's be good. If it's behind the rocks, let's blast the rocks with some magic and weapons and never open our eyes.
What did we say about casting things without. I just say. Without knowing what's there. What did we just say?
I follow Chantel. She's got a good point. I would hate for anyone to get hurt.
Before you could finish having this conversation, all of you hear... The rock formation begins to move.
Kill it.
It unfurls itself, and then foot, a second foot, a third foot, a fourth foot, a fifth foot, a sixth foot, and then to bring up the rear, a seventh and eighth foot.
Okay, cool.
Slowly, imagine if I just kept going.
No, I just thought you were going to end at seven.
You thought you were going to stop at seven?
Yeah, I was so afraid.
Slowly, laboriously stretch themselves out. The creature brings itself up to its full size and height. It's on, well, not all fours, it's on all eights, but it is easily as big as Tree Stump. Its skin is craggy and rocky, and you see all along its back, in no particular pattern, just many different places, jagged red spines running from its nose up along its head and then all the way down. It has a tail to the, like, tip of its tail. Its two eyes, look directly into them, obviously, but you can see when they're not looking at you, they both glow with a blue haze. It echoes, it like calls out into the open plain.
Okay.
And then you hear
don't like that.
Hear roar! Outstanding. Out of the grass, a second one appears. Mm. And then, from behind you, back the way you came. And the call, finally, of a third basilisk. Let's go to an issue.
Cool.
Oh, by the way, so you have Seren, Chantel, and Yeola. Who would like to act with who?
Who's on my back? Oh, I guess Chantel's
on my back.
Chantel's
on your back.
So I guess we never moved, huh? Okay, all right. Yeah, I'll go with Chantel.
And Tree Stump, who would you like to go with?
Seren.
Oh, we've got fire as well. We've got your best friends. Basilisks
all
are.
My best friends are here.
Stone is
reunited in a belly.
You can turn fire stone to fire. Catch it on fire. Yeah.
Yeah. We sacrifice fire, and as soon as she gets stoned.
Okay, that's not what I was at all saying, Cass. I was saying she could burn the bath. Why are you sacrificing your best friend, you monster?
That's what I'm saying. You're saying to sacrifice that. Well, I suppose, look. As
no,
soon
you
as
used the word sacrifice.
Because you're suggesting that she gets in the mouth.
I was saying if she could cast fire.
Oh, I thought you meant get turned into stone, get in the mouth, burn him from the inside.
I am so sorry.
How would you get
that's
that?
That's what I was wondering. I was
how
like, don't sacrifice
get that
fire.
From saying she can.
But I suppose if you made a fire, you can cast fire.
That would make sense.
Glupple and Chantel, you are first.
Okay. So I guess I'm going to be closing my eyes and using only my sense of smell to attack the basilisk.
All right, you've got to bound forwards using your sense of smell. You reach the basilisk and you lash out at it. You can make one attack with your bite and one attack with your claws.
Yes. Well, I guess it would be foolish not to bite the stone lizard.
Well, it's not made of stone. It turns things to stone.
Ah.
You said it was a bit rocky.
Yeah.
I would describe it as craggy.
Okay.
Which feels a little bit like I'm splitting hairs. But as the DM, I get to determine these sorts of things. So
that's fair.
You're allowed to split the hairs.
Yeah. The hairs are mine to split. No, yeah, it does have a really tough hide. And you know what? You are absolutely right. You would describe it as rocky. But thankfully, a black bear, a bit tough.
Mm.
They're kind of strong.
Yeah.
So do you want to attack one of the two in front of you or the one behind you?
Where's Big T?
Big T is in... So you were all... Big T would be kind of in between the two at the front.
I'm just thinking
Big
like...
Big T moved forward a bit.
Because, yeah, it would be my at this current time, myself and Chantel, the ones you want to kind of take the hit, as well as Big T. The others you don't... I guess the one behind us, if that's... If Big T is near the other
the
two.
The baby one.
Oh, okay.
It's a family unit.
Yeah, I didn't know. Well, I guess if we...
Well, you don't know that.
Are you going to... Are we fighting another three family?
Yeah. Well, it's a mama, a papa, and a baby. I mean, the baby is a full-grown adolescent.
Yeah.
So,
but
like,
if we take out the baby first, the mom and dad will be sad.
They're going to be furious. They'll be mad. And I just didn't know that, Adam. I didn't even... Thanks. Good.
I would never have considered it. I would have assumed they were like three friends hanging out doing crime together. Yeah. But, oh, they're just trying to take care of their kid.
You worry too much about
this. We haven't encountered this before and it hasn't ended badly.
I was just going to be like, nah, it makes sense. Take it because you don't want them to like...
How many things do you think you've killed thus far? Goblin, kobold, etc. Yeah. How many of them do you think didn't have a family?
I mean, we all had a family.
I don't think you can say this to us. I think that's...
And look, they've killed like a bunch of us a few times.
Oh, yeah. These things will try to kill you if you don't try to kill them. It's kill or be killed.
I just didn't want to deal with the parent rage. That's all.
Oh, yeah. That's going to happen.
Yeah, I know now. Anyway, yeah. Like, I Zammit, know this.
Odds or even, Zammit?
Let's go with the odds.
Odds? Mm. And then odds or evens again.
Evens.
Your first attack hits, and your second attack would have hit, but unfortunately, you... are not currently viewing the basilisk.
That's fair.
Your ability to smell tells you, like, the area the basilisk is in, mm-hmm. but doesn't tell you exactly where. So your second attack is a miss.
That's all right.
You deal 7 points of damage to the little baby.
Great. and then I'll get Chantel to swing with her warhammer while she's riding. And maybe
she attacks with her warhammer. And hits.
Yay.
Odds or evens again. I keep forgetting.
Evens.
Oh, unless you want her to keep her eyes open.
No.
Evens, she hits.
Yes. And, fuck it. I guess, action surge. Why not? And try and get her to hit again.
All right. Her second attack. Oh, no, that's still a hit. Odds or evens.
Let's go with evens again.
Hit again.
Whew.
Chantel, you and Chantel deliver a dizzying series of blows to this basilisk. You can tell with your scent that it is like slowly trying to fall back, and it yelps several times in pain, which is how you know you've hurt it pretty badly.
That's good.
Well, it is little baby's turn. Well, it's the basilisk's turn. The little baby goes first.
Yeah.
It attacks, and it's going to attack, let's say, Chantel. You feel, Mr. Black Bear, Mr. Yes. Glubble, you feel something big, heavy, and made of stony skin land upon you.
Ooh.
Because both of you have your eyes averted, well, you have a 50% mischance, it has advantage to hit. Thankfully, it rolled pretty shittily.
Yeah, well, it's a baby. It's an idiot.
It lands and starts scrambling and clawing on you. You hear Chantel call out, get off, get off, get off, get off, get off. And you feel her kick it, and then it falls onto the ground. And who are? Well, Tree Stump. What do you want from me? Actually, no. So one of them, Papa, launches at you, Tree Stump, but Mama is going to go help Baby. Tree Stump, are you also averting your gaze?
Absolutely.
Advantage means it hits. You feel something big and heavy land on you, Tree Stump. You are nearly floored and take a total of 10 points of damage plus 2 poison damage. Oof. So it bites you for 10 points of damage, and then you feel hot, sticky fluid being injected into your body for an extra 2.
I would like to use my stone's endurance at this time.
Wow, 15. You obviously can't get hit points from this, but you take no damage.
Oh, I could. Oh. Why not?
No, you don't. You body the blow and take no damage.
Oh.
I absolutely body it.
Mm.
I slayed, really left that mum embarrassed, making a MILF look bad.
Because everyone is averting their gaze, no one gets an attack of opportunity as Mama sprints through your formation and slams into Glupple from behind.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a message for all the seasoned and aspiring DMs out there. Do you wish to treat your players like the common dogs they are by rewarding them with treats? Well, then do we have the solution for you? Our patented Good Boy cards will make your players feel like they're doing a good job while at the same time dehumanizing them without their knowledge. Are they mad at you? Deflect by telling them they're a good boy and hand out one of our Good Boy cards. The complete deck of 50 cards is available from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, with each having a unique ability your players can use in-game or hoard and never use like the dog brain idiots they are.
We also have Bad Boy cards available for when you want to treat yourself to something nice. Grab either or both in a bundle while stocks last. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
A Glupple, you do not avoid this one.
I'm, if anything, surprised by it.
Yes. Glupple, you take 11 points of piercing damage, and then you feel your big old rump being filled with fucking poison.
Yeah.
You take a further 6 points of damage from that.
Okay. Still a black bear, which is nice. That's going to be a shock when I'm not.
Helpful.
Ooh.
Tree Stump, it's you and Sarin's turn.
I would like to absolutely stab.
Mm-hmm.
No, she jumped off of me, didn't she?
Yeah, she hit you as if to knock you off balance and then landed in front of you.
If I were to rage, for example.
If you use Reckless Attack, you get advantage, which would cancel out. Oh, no, it's not. Sorry, you don't get disadvantage. You get a 50% mischance. So it actually, well, you'll be attacking with advantage. So you're more likely to get their AC, but it's still a 50-50 mischance.
Mm. How are my senses doing? Where do I think they are?
You think it is where it landed.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to rage and go at it with my halberd, please.
I should actually say as well, you can, if you want, make a perception check as your action to try and detect where it is. If you're uncertain of where it is. That's all I'm saying.
I feel pretty certain, but thank you. Yeah, I'm gonna rage.
You rage?
Use my halberd. Kill? Question mark.
You swing with your halberd and catch nothing. It moved.
Well, now I'm even more enraged.
Yeah, fair enough.
What would you like Sarin to do? Sarin doesn't actually know where they are. I mean, Sarin knows they're here.
Okay, Sarin.
Unless
would like
you want Sarin
to
not avert their gaze.
No.
What do we know about the gaze? Is it like an instantaneously you look and be like, oh no, we're stone?
Tree Stump is the one that knows this, not you, Glupple.
Okay.
Having fought them previously. But Tree Stump is aware that there is a range, first off. So it's not, they can't do it from the horizon, which isn't very comforting because the horizon is quite far away. But that, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
There is a range. The range isn't very far, but it might be further than what you're thinking. So you can safely fire a bow at them, but you might not be able to safely throw a rock at them, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. So spells would be good at a distance, is what you're saying.
Yeah. The basilisk loses this ability if it is unconscious for whatever reason. So it's something that it actively has to turn on and use on people. And you do not turn to stone immediately. You turn to stone slowly.
Oh.
But
that's terrifying.
Yeah, that seems worse.
That didn't help, Adam.
Basically, there is a little bit of time. After you've initially locked eyes with it, there is a little bit of time where someone else can save you.
Okay.
How can they save you?
Well, if the basilisk is forced to stop looking at you, or if the basilisk is knocked unconscious or whatever.
Oh, so then, it has to keep looking. It's like a concentration thing.
Yeah. The basilisk has to keep looking at you. It doesn't have to. Okay. The basilisk doesn't have to keep locked eyes on you, but the basilisk must continue to be looking at you.
Okay.
Well, that is good to know.
Well, you know this. None of us do.
Yeah.
Well, it's good for me to know.
Yeah. Oh my God. You rolled pretty well. This is buried a little bit. I didn't even notice this. This, Big T, this is something that might be helpful for you to know.
Yes.
A basilisk that sees its reflection in bright light assumes that that is a rival. And then it will target itself with its gaze.
Could I just yell out and be like, we need the mirror if anyone's got the mirror?
You could call that out, yeah. I mean, like, that doesn't really explain what you're using the mirror for. I guess people can figure it out.
Yeah, I feel like we're all clever enough.
Yeah. Sure.
Make it look at itself.
Tabatine did just fly away.
Yeah, we got a communications problem. It's fine.
Make it look at itself. Sarin, I want them to just use perception to try and figure out where they are.
Well, all right, Cass.
Yes.
You said they could look at itself. Sarin, in her backpack, has a disguise kit.
I don't think.
Which
I don't.
So
if you have something, like surely you'd have a little pocket mirror, right?
I'll look up a disguise kit, but I don't think that's an assumption that we can make.
You need to be able to look at yourself. It's got cosmetics, hair dye.
Well, see, the description literally does list the things that it has.
And there's no mirror.
A mirror is an actual item, so...
Yes, yes.
You would really need it to either specify that it has a mirror or for someone to have a mirror in their equipment.
Well, we tend not to care too much about the inventory of these things, and that's on us. Whoopsie daisies.
Well, like, when would you have thought to need a mirror?
Well, exactly. That's what I mean. So would any of us in this situation, because I know Glupple never would have a mirror. Not in a million years. Tree Stump, I would assume the same.
No, absolutely not.
But the others, like, I'll leave that to the DM's discretion.
Chantel and Yeola, neither of them would have a mirror. Sarin might be the only one who might have a mirror because she does tend to fuss over her appearance. Okay, highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs?
Highs.
Sure?
Yes. Yes?
You don't want to change to lows?
No, I think you don't want this. So no, I don't want to change to lows.
Okay, are you certain?
It's an interesting bluff. Like, I don't know. I can't. Oh, he's got that cheeky smile. Could go either way.
No. Sticking to highs.
Sticking to highs? All right.
Yes.
Sarin pats herself down and is like, no, I left it at the camp.
Mamma mia, Sarin.
Should have picked lows.
Hey, Glupple, remember all those shape water things I gave you?
Yeah.
You're going to make an air mirror?
I think a mirror needs a backing. I think if you look at water, you look through water, typically.
You have a reflection in certain...
What about... I've got plated armor. We can do water in front of plated armor.
That's not... I mean, you could polish the hell out of your armor. Spend
no, water in front of... It's a, there's like a background to it. So there's something dark behind it.
You are having a really long conversation right now. And I don't mind typically, but I feel like because you are in character trying to figure out if you have a mirror.
Sorry, I thought this was me and Cass talking.
Well, like, okay, being like, does anyone have a mirror? And then we do all of that conversation. Does anyone have a mirror? And then Sarin doing the pat down. That could have been like 1 second. But you two being like, well, if you shape water and I'll put the
right.
Sorry.
My assumption was
that Cass... put the cape or something.
Sorry, my assumption was Cass was asking me that, as in Zamet that.
Absolutely, but I see what Adam's saying.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
Water with a background for a mirror?
And I would grumble as a bear. And that's about it.
What about puddle on the ground?
Once again, I would just grumble as a bear, because again...
Puddle!
but as Zamet, I would be like, no.
Sarin, by the way, with her perception check, Sarin calls out, Tree Stump, it'll move up behind you. Next time, swing there.
Thank you.
All right, that is Tree Stump and Sarin's turn.
I don't understand why making a puddle on the ground, because surely that's distracting enough that he'd look at the puddle and then he'd be like, oi!
You could try to make a puddle.
Who's that?
You could try to make a puddle on the ground. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The response you got was a bear grumbling.
Yeah, once again, I need to stress how much I am currently a bear.
Yeah, I suppose I wasn't considering the bear essentials of your character right
Can
now.
Can I get odds or evens three times?
Odds.
I'm thinking evens.
All right.
Evens.
Okay. That sucks.
No, what?
Big T, you feel fire bathing the area around you as fire calls out, I got this one. I'll help. And then no one takes damage. Mm. She would have hit three times had she not been averting her gaze. Yeola is going to cast... Oh, clever Yeola.
Glad one of us is.
All of you, even with your eyes shut, like a flash of light. It kind of like bleeds through your eyelids. And you hear a terrific gong sound, which you recognize as Yeola conjuring a weapon, a spiritual weapon. The spiritual weapon swings and is not hindered in any way because it... doesn't have sense like that. It hits the basilisk that you are fighting, Big T, yes, and causes 8 points of damage.
Useful.
That's to Papa.
Useful.
Then Yeola is going to cast Guiding Bolt. Six, sampa, gas, woo. Odds or evens?
I'm always going to go evens for some reason. Like, I want evens? To go evens.
All right. That's a pity.
Yeah.
The Guiding Bolt kicks up dirt into you, Big T, but clearly has missed its target.
Damn.
All right, Glupple, it's your turn.
Give it a big old sniff. Or is it still on top of me?
It's still grappling with... Well, you've got a... You could tell there's one in front and one behind.
Okay.
Where is it?
Where could it possibly be? Well, I'll try to attack two times. The one in front.
Odds or evens?
Odds.
All right. Unfortunately, God you did not score a single hit. Would you like Chantel to also swing at nothing?
Yeah.
I missed my die. A yes? Sorry, that was a yes for Chantel?
Yeah.
Odds or evens?
Evens.
Ah, that sucks.
God damn it.
How?
It's the basilisk's turn, or the basili's turn.
Surely not.
The basilisk in front of you and the basilisk behind you attack you, bear boy.
Okay.
You get hit from the front. You take 9 points of piercing damage.
Okay, so... Still a bear? No. So
Chantel's on top of you.
Okay, so okay. That sucks. So what happens there?
Well, the damage that you...
I got the damage. Over. That's fine. Okay. I'm just curious as literally what happens there.
You turn into Glupple again. Chantel falls on you. You probably break your back. Your lower back was already a quagmire before this began. But then a not small person, Chantel is like the second biggest member of the party after Big D. Chantel, in her full plate, lands on top of you.
Ouch.
Even Chantel, who probably got rattled by that. Actually, you would take an extra 6 points of damage.
Thanks, dude.
You're welcome. Chantel, well, that's what you get for falling off a horse, so I figured this is about the same. Chantel also takes that damage and then says, perhaps next time we think more carefully about riding someone who is a polymorphed animal.
It's sort of a bad idea.
Then you vomit because you take another 8 points of poison damage.
I imagine Chantel crushing you wearing full armor would sound like a wind chime.
Mm.
Just with the amount of tiny little breaks that would happen.
All right. And then the one behind you, Mama, attacks Chantel. And that's a hit.
Mm.
Chantel takes 7 points of piercing damage.
Oof.
And then 10 points of poison damage. Chantel is below half hit points. All right. So that was the one in front of you, the one behind you. And then Big T, you get attacked from behind as well.
No.
Yeah, Big T, I'm sorry. You take 10 points of piercing and then 6 points of poison damage.
Whoa. I do a little spew in my mouth.
Do you have advantage for raging? Like,
unbridled fury help me?
How much piercing damage did I say? 10?
Yeah.
Give yourself 5 hit points back. I believe you are resistant to piercing damage. Poison damage still hits you the same, though.
Dang.
Give yourself 5
unholy
hit points.
Unholy.
And
I'd spew a little bit in my mouth.
That is the Basili's turn. It is Tree Stump and Sarin's turn.
Well, now I know where it is because it's in me.
Yes.
I would like to kill. I would like to try and do that with my halberd, please.
Odds or evens?
Odds.
You miss.
Oh.
You swing clear over its head.
Mm.
I'm very sorry.
No, that's fine.
What would you like Sarin to
do? Your fault. Could be. Sarin would have heard me go a little bit of spew and ouch, so I think Sarin would have a good idea about where they are. So Sarin would like to attack as well.
Well, a bunch of Sarin's attacks actually don't require, because it requires a saving throw. She just needs to be aware of the creature.
Oh.
So she doesn't roll mischance. Dissonant Whispers Vicious Mockery, if you want to go for a cantrip.
I'll go Dissonant Whispers.
The Basilisk needs to make a wisdom saving throw, which I think it fails. I don't think Basilisks are very wise.
You'd hope.
Oh, I guess, damn. I was wrong. No, they fail the saving throw.
Oh, they're the fucking wisest creature they ever did was.
You are fighting... Who are you fighting? You're fighting Papa. Papa takes... Damn! Papa takes 21 points of damage.
Hey, that's good. Head explodes?
No.
Damn.
I mean, it hurt. That fucked the basilisk up. It coughs up blood onto you, Big D.
Oh.
But it's still fighting.
If vomited on me.
Then that was Tree Stump and Saran. It's Fire and Yeola's turn. Oh, I'm also just going to help you out, Big T. And Saran is going to use Bardic Inspiration because it's a bonus action. And they're going to give you Bardic Inspiration. So in the next 10 minutes, you can roll a D6 and add it to any attack roll, ability check, or saving throw.
My friend believes in me. I feel better now.
Saving throw. So you could open your eyes.
You get a bonus. It's not a guarantee, but you get a bonus, yeah.
Don't give me those ideas. I'll use them.
Oh, no. Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. Zammit here from either the podcast you're currently listening to or some other podcast like, let's say, I don't know, Baseless Speculation, rudely interrupting your good times to tell you about another podcast I do called Baseless Speculation. Do you often find yourself looking at a new Spider-Man trailer and thinking to yourself, oh, I wonder how Sony are going to shit the bed on this one? Or perhaps you're a big fan of X-Men and will ponder how they would even show the Krakoan era of mutants on the silver screen. Or maybe there's some news that some fucking guy is going to play Mario in the upcoming film Mario about that plumber Mario and his brother Luigi. And you think to yourself, I wonder what they're going to do there. Why do these plumbers keep jumping on turtles? Us. So we made a show about it where we baselessly speculate on upcoming films, TV shows, and more. So join me and my beautiful co-hosts, Jackson Bailey and Joel Dusha, who you might know from either this very podcast or another on Baseless Speculation. Available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon are doing a podcast thing now. You can find us there if you'd like. Google? They have Google Podcasts now. Really, there's never been a better time to search for podcasts, especially ones called Baseless Speculation.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.